But perhaps it's time to reconsider the fact that, for example, we have public universities in our state that graduate elementary education teachers who are required to take no history classes, no economics classes, no geography classes, no government classes. Perhaps that's the thing that needs to change. The opposition seems to be making contradictory arguments. The standards ask too much and are too hard, but also they aim too low. The aim too low argument is essentially an argument that these standards are not written in education jargon. The standards are not written in jargon language. The whole point was to avoid professional jargon. They're not written for people with education degrees. They're written for South Dakotans.